Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ.
Verse 15. The struggles of fools weary them, for they do not know how to go to the city. So that's just kind of a comical picture. This guy's so dumb, he doesn't even know where the city is. And in that culture, everybody knew where the city was. There's no mystery where the city was. The whole culture revolved around the city. But this guy, he doesn't know where it is, but he's walking anyway. And he's getting tired. It's like, where are you going? Town. Well, do you know where that is? No. Well, how's that working out? I'm really worn out. Well, I guess. You're walking, you don't know where you're going. You're going to get tired. See, fools, the struggles of fools weary them because they don't know where they're going. Fools get very tired, they get very bogged down, they get very wearied because they don't have a clear understanding of direction in their life. They don't know what they're trying to do. They're trying to do something, they don't know what it is for sure and where they're going. If you want to live a life of wisdom, you're going to need a plan. You're going to need some direction. You got to know what you're doing, why you're doing it. Life is like hunting. You don't aim at anything, you don't hit anything. So is there something in your life that you'd like to change? Some spiritual thing. You know, I would like to be more like this or less of that, or I would like to have this virtue or not so much of that bad habit. And what's your plan? Do you have a plan? Because so often people, their only plan is they're just saying, well, I'm working on it. You know, I'm working on changing. I'm working on developing more love, and I'm working on getting less gossip, and I'm working on my marriage, and I'm working on my communication. And you're working on this, working on that. Reality is, you've been working on that for 5 years, and you're not any different now than you were 5 years ago. In so many cases, why is that? Well, maybe it's because there's no plan. Maybe it's time to actually sit down and make a plan. Some of you just need to introduce yourself to Microsoft Excel. You know, and open up a spreadsheet, figure something out. Because so often I'm working on it means, all it means is, I want this thing to change in my life. I just kind of want it to change. I'm working on it because every time I think about it, I'm like, oh, I don't like that. And that's about as far as it goes. There's no structure, there's no plan, there's no steps, there's no goals. Wise people realize almost nothing ever gets accomplished that way. Very little of any significance could ever get done that way. Right? We know that. I mean, if we decided to, suppose we decided to build a building out here in our field. We said, we're going to build a big, you know, new sanctuary, big, beautiful building. And we took the same approach that most people take to solving their spiritual problems. What would that look like? Well, we're working on it. And all that would mean is every time we see that field, we just wish there's a building, you know? I wish it was done, you know, and I'm working on it. And maybe someday you get really motivated and you say, I'm bringing a 2x4 to church, you know? And someone goes out and hammers a few nails here and there. Is there ever going to be a building? No, never. There'll never be one. Best we'll ever get is a pile of boards out there. You got to have a plan if you're going to build something. You can't just pour a slab and put up framing and then drywall and then all of a sudden think, oh, plumbing. You know, you got to have a plan. You got to go in order. And we understand that when it comes to building buildings or, you know, starting up a school or even planning a vacation. We understand, but somehow we forget this principle when it comes to the most important projects of our life, spiritual projects. There are people who put more planning into remodeling their kitchen or planning their vacation than they do into their life, the most important issues of life. You want your communication to get better? You need a better system for getting on top of your housework and being a better homemaker? You need a plan. And men, this is an area of spiritual leadership in the home. This is part of what it means to be a leader in your home. Help establish some measurable, realistic goals and some good action steps and some organization and structure that will help the frustrated people in your house get the things done that just aren't getting done. This is part of leadership. So what systematic plan do you have for reaching your spiritual goals? Have you thought through the steps that will get you where you need to be? Or are you like the fool who just says, well, as long as I walk long enough, I'll eventually get to the city? No, you won't. You might drop into the ocean. In order to get to the city, you got to take the right and left turns that'll lead you there. If you don't know where you're going, you're not going to get there just because you keep walking. So what about your ministry? You know what you're doing? Do you know why you're doing it? Sometimes we find ourselves doing ministries just because somebody asked us to do them. We don't even know what the purpose is. We're just cranking away. Now it's 3 years later, and that ministry's not even needed anymore. We're still doing it because we don't know what it's for. Doing a job that you don't know the reason for can be an incredibly exhausting thing. That's when we get burned out. That's when we get tired, is when we don't know the goal. Even a homemaker, might be doing her homemaking work and her chores around the house, and she doesn't know why. She doesn't understand the spiritual, eternal purposes of what she's doing. And so she gets tired. When you don't know the purpose of the goal, work becomes monotony. Even if it's easy work, it drains you and it wearies you. Because so much of the energy that we have for our work comes from seeing the goal and seeing the progress towards that goal. You know, that's what energizes. And so if you don't know the goal and you're not seeing the progress, it can be exhausting to do even a simple task. So make sure, before you take any task on, any ministry, any task, make sure you know why, what the purpose is.
A couple questions for you today. First, what goal in your life are you making no progress toward? Something that you want to happen and you have it in your mind that you're sort of working on it or going in that direction, but you're not making any clear progress. Identify clearly what that is, and then make a plan. How could you start making progress? And then secondly, is there excessive fatigue in some area in your life where you're just worn out? And could it be because of lack of direction, lack of clear goals? I appreciate you tuning in today. Tomorrow's podcast, we'll be talking about how to manage money. This content has been provided to you free of charge by the generous supporters of Food for Your Soul Ministries. For information on how you can support Food for Your Soul, visit us online at treasuringgod.com. There you'll find over 1,000 sermons, as well as articles, books, and many other resources, all available for free download.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to hear the full-length version of today's message, you can find that on treasuringgod.com. Or just get our free Food for Your Soul sermon app. And if you find this podcast helpful, you can help other people find it by sharing a link on social media, giving us a rating or review on iTunes, or, best of all, tell a friend about us. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, for Christ is seated at the right hand of God.